We're talking today with John Pfeiffer. John, of course, is on the board of the American Anglers Association. Second three-year term, just elected, right?
Right. Yes,
Certified Angus Beef Board as well. Tremendous story regarding the brand Certified Angus Beef. It's just been phenomenal for the breed, right?
Everybody likes to talk about our overnight success. They just didn't realize the 22 years it took us to get. Actually, this is our 35th year, so they don't talk about the first 15 years that things didn't go very well. We set another record year in sales. We're beginning to talk now about £1 billion by maybe 2016, and if things continue the way they are and the certifications rate stay as are, we think it's a real possibility as demand for the product continues to grow.
And the problem in a lot of cases is sourcing the product, right?
Sourcing the product has been not so much. We've been pleasantly surprised. We were extremely worried moving into these tight beef supplies that we weren't going to have enough, but our certification rates are up like 10% over where they were 5 years ago due to genetics. We've actually seen something that's kind of interesting we've been talking about. We've got like a 1% increase in certification since they've done away with Zelmax. So the question was it the Zelmax that was causing the problems or are genetics that much better? We'll just kind of have to wait and see.
Now, when it comes to an Angus breeder, and obviously you do some seed stock sales, bulls and females as well. What's it worth to you? What's the Certified Angus Beef breed or the brand worth to you?
I think the biggest thing is, I mean, it's making a more great, it's making a better value for my bulls. It's also making them easier to sell. Bulls that we would have, I mean, I hate to think of what our bull market would be at the present time had CAB not accomplished what it did. We're able to move Cavanese bulls at decent, profitable prices with a lot of ease. And if we look at our competitors that don't have those advantages, they're not able to move those bulls in that particular realm as easily.
Now, without a doubt, Angus is the largest purebred breed in America, and you know, with that by quite a stretch, in fact. And you're making a move to go to a standalone convention next fall. How are the plans going on that?
Plans are going very well. We hope to rival NCBA. We won't be quite that large, but we'll be extremely close. We think it's going to give us a chance by having a standalone convention in the central part of the United States to bring more of our commercial producers in and interact with them and make some more contacts with them and let them see how they can benefit by tying to our brand and making things work for them.
So this is going to be not just for the seed stock folks, but for anybody using Angus genetics.
Yes, it's going to be for anybody with Angus genetics. We're going to try to have a real large educational format, a couple of days of educational format to bring those in and talk about what we're trying to do with the brand. Maybe a cutting demonstration like we saw here with Dr. Phil and how we're exploring new cuts and breaking down things to better use the carcass and how the things that we've got going on on the research that we're paying for to help benefit our commercial producers as well as our registered producers.
One other question, off that track. You and I were both members of Class 1 Ag Leadership. What do you think OALP did for you as you went through that first class to, you know, what, 25 years ago?
OALP program has had more to me being where I am here today than anything that ever happened to me in my life. It changed how I began to look at things, maybe began to realize that maybe the United States wasn't as all-powerful and totally in the world as what I had thought we'd been. And it made me realize that we could not continue to depend on other people to take care of our business. If we want our business taken care of, we were going to have to do it ourselves, we were going to have to become involved, and we're going to have to leave the farm, and we're going to have to leave some of the things we do for days at a time to go and tell our story and support our cause and make sure our legislation gets passed.
And you've done that in this case through the Angus breed.
I've done it through the Angus breed in this case, and I serve on a lot of county committees. I've also been active in Farm Bureau in Oklahoma. At the time that I took this position, I passed up a chance to be a vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association because I felt like this is where my big thing was and it's where I really wanted to be. And, you know, I have an overall goal. I'd really like to be president of the American Angus Association before my term on the board's up. And it may happen, it may not. If not, we'll come back to Oklahoma and do what we can there and continue to work with Farm Bureau.